The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Last week's torrential rain caused flooding through parts of the Pilbara, particularly Exmouth. Fortunately, most of the town escaped major damage, but the unusual downfall is going to bring with it some unexpected benefits. Joining me now from Wooleen Station in the Murchison is Francis Pollock. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Ben. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, and I hear you've got some blooming good news for lovers of wildflowers.
Yeah, look, it's been an amazing year so far out in this whole area, the Murchison, the Gascoyne and the Pilbara. It sort of, I feel like, started raining back in February and it's just consistently kept coming since then.
Yeah, right. And so I'm hearing reports from up your way that it's shaping up to be one of the best wildflower seasons ever.
Yeah, look, definitely, like up in that Gascoyne region, and I just heard you mention the rain that came through Exmouth as well, late last week. It is looking like it's going to be an absolutely spectacular season. And we're already seeing stuff flowering out here. I'm certainly here at Wooleen and I've seen other places of the Murchison. There's big carpets of that beautiful white mulla mulla already out. So it's only just going to keep getting better.
Mm. And how was the wildflower season last year when everyone started wandering out yonder with the borders closed?
Oh, look, to be honest, it was a bit of a sad year for wildflowers last year. We had a few shrubs and trees flowering, but really, we just didn't get the rainfall for those beautiful everlastings and more delicate flowers. So I did really feel sorry for the people that were wandering out. It was such an incredible year to explore our own state, and it really just wasn't at its best, I didn't feel. But I feel we're still wandering out yonder this year and exploring everywhere, and really the state is putting it on this year. It's just going to be splendid. Like, all the rivers are flowing, the flowers are starting. The bird life's incredible. I mean, we're just getting clouds of budgerigars coming and going, so it's going to be a fantastic year.
Yeah, because people who haven't seen it before don't realise, I think, that the WA wildflower season is one of the nation's natural wonders each year, or on a good year anyway. And you've got about 250,000 acres out there at Wooleen. In a good year, can you describe what it's like to see it covered in wildflowers?
Oh, to be honest, it's so hard to describe because it's just magic. And when you get out there, it's such a diverse region, and you think of some of these arid areas as being just that, quite arid, red dirt, desert. But once it's rained and those flowers start happening, I mean, it's just a little bit of a wonderland, really. As you get around, you move through different vegetation types and you experience the different flowers that thrive in different soil types. You can sort of just walk a few steps and you're seeing something you haven't seen before. So that's it, between the flora, so all the flowers, and then we move on to the fauna, so all the bird life that comes with that. It really is quite magic.
Mm. And who do you have coming up that way? Is the grey nomads coming to look at the wildflowers? Is it millennials coming to get their selfies for the gram?
Oh, look, it's a mix of both, really. And, of course, with COVID and we all are staying at home, we're getting the full range of different people coming out, whether it is for a selfie or whether it is to tow your caravan around. There's a big range of different people coming out to experience what WA has to offer. And I think it's really wonderful that people are seeing what's in their backyard because it's got so much to offer.
Yeah, and a lot of people might not have been up your way to the Murchison. We've heard in other regional areas, tourism operators have been run off their feet since the borders closed last year. Have you experienced something similar?
Yeah, look, we really have, and we probably weren't ready for it, and it's just been fantastic to have so many people. But I always remember the weekend last year when McGowan sort of let go of those regional borders that we had, opened us up for WA Day, and I just think the whole station booked out for the season within a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of regional towns that are experiencing an influx in visitors, and look, COVID's been really quite difficult worldwide, but there certainly has been some small benefits for people out there, and I really glad for some of those small tourism operators that are getting an opportunity to get ahead at the moment.
Mm. And are they finding it hard to get workers? Because normally, I guess you'd have a lot of backpackers coming through.
Yeah, look, backpackers were sort of the main workforce out here. It has been a bit of extra work now to track down people to work in the regions. I think people are working through it. There's definitely a bit of a wave of younger West Australians that may have been doing gap years overseas that are choosing to do them in Australia. So, yeah, look, it is difficult, and I think we all have to be patient with some of our smaller regional operators who may be slightly understaffed. But I think everyone's doing the best they can, and workers are starting to flow through a bit better.
Yeah, have a bit of patience. I think that's a good tip. And talking about tips, have you got any tips for people who haven't had a WA wildflower adventure before and are thinking of heading out this year?
Oh, yeah, look, there's lots of great advice out there. I think having an itinerary planned and making sure you booked in advance for all the places that you want to go to. As we just said, it is quite busy out here at the moment, so make sure you've locked in all your key attractions that you want to see. There's some really great road trips that you can look up online. There's a great website, roadtripcountry, I think it's .com, that people can go to. Otherwise, for our region out here, you know, specifically for the Gascoyne Murchison, we've got the Outback Pathways. So they're three self-drive itineraries that people can actually follow. There's interpretive signage as they go, so they can learn about the region as they're looking at it, watching the flowers, taking the photos. So I think that's it. Have your itinerary. Make sure you're booked in where you want to go. And set out and explore. Check the road reports before you head out. Has been a lot of rain, so just make sure the roads you want to use are open. But otherwise, you know, it should just be beautiful out here.
Yeah, and instead of looking towards the coast for a holiday, think about the interior of Western Australia. Such a vast area, so much to see. And Francis Pollock and Wooleen Station, you're certainly one of the things that should be on everybody's must-visit bucket list. Thanks for being on the West Live today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.